Thank you for tuning in. This is it's just a little bonus episode that I put together for you guys to enjoy on a whatever day it's going to be when I put it out. Thursday, on a Thursday. So yeah, let me know what you guys think. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Cast Ascendancy Podcast. So today, I want to fall feet first into a topic that it's common as daylight, but just as enigmatic as a fucking Bermuda goddamn fucking triangle. People go fucking missing every day. Well, maybe not so much anymore, but you know, they used to. It's how people tend to get angry, right? When they get caught like doing something wrong or fucking up or whatever. Or someone, you know, tells them some truth they don't want to fucking hear. They, you know, the reaction is fucking anger, right? Anger. The fiery fucking emotion that erupts. Dirty little secrets fucking come up. You fucking pieces of shit. Oh my God. You fucking pieces of shit.
Under attack.
Hold on to your dicks, folks. Because I don't do fucking pity parties. I don't fucking accept excuses. My purpose is very simple, right? I dissect, I analyze, and I expose the raw fucking truth behind this intriguing, retarded fucking phenomenon. So fuck your excuses. Let's get down and dirty, right? So, first off, I want to talk about the psychology of getting caught, right? Like, you ever wonder why people go on Incredible fucking Hulk on you when their wrongdoings are exposed? Like, you catch somebody doing something wrong, and instead of them being like, you know what, fuck, I messed up, they're like, their reaction is, fuck you, I don't have time for this shit, derp. You know, the typical fucking bullshit, right? It comes down to one fucking thing, literally comes down to one fucking thing. Their precious, precious, precious fucking self-image, right? It takes a hit. They've been living this fucking dream of being this good guy, this good girl. And now they're caught red fucking handed, penis in the vajayjay, finger in the butt, yeah. Hand in the goddamn cookie jar. And their reaction is never, you know, fuck, you know what? Oh, sorry, you know, I shouldn't know. It's fucking anger, right? So let's break it down a little further. See, when someone gets caught, what happens is it triggers like these intense emotions that are just tied to this meticulously crafted facade of their little fucking shiny self-image that they protect so fucking much, right? I mean, we all have a self-image. Everyone does. A mental picture of who we are, you know, the hero in our life's fucking story and all that bullshit. This self-image is a comfortable fucking space, a sanctuary that shields us from, like, you know, life's bullshit and harsh realities, right? So when these people slip up, it's like a plot twist in their fucking personal narrative, you know what I mean? The hero's mask has slipped and they're exposed. Now fucking the movie takes a twist and what happens? They're the villain. They weren't the hero after all. They're the fucking dirtbag fucking villain, man. It shatters that fucking little constructed self-image. It just breaks it down and poor boo-hoo fucking them, right? It's like, imagine you got a high-achieving fucking straight-A fucking student asshole. A little dickhead fucking student no one likes. Straight-A fucking student. He's the embodiment of fucking academic integrity, you know, for his entire fucking career. Well, in their self-image, right, they're like the paragon. I would say the paragon of virtue, right? So let's say this person gets caught cheating. Like I said, it's like the movie shifts and all of a sudden, you know, the audience realizes, hey, that motherfucker's not even the good guy. He's the fucking bad guy. You know, and everyone knows now you're a fucking fraud. So they're left with this grappling internal conflict between that fucking false self-image they've cherished and fucking like the grim reality now that's breathing down their fucking neck. The anger that often follows, man, getting caught is just, you know, about wrongdoing itself. It's like a defense mechanism, right? A desperate attempt to preserve their self-image, which makes no fucking absolute fucking sense to me whatsoever. Abso-fucking-lutely no sense to me. So to preserve, quote unquote, that image, that precious little self-image, to protect their, you know, that ego from like the brutal truth, what they do is literally the dumbest fucking thing is they make shit worse by yelling, screaming, blocking you on Facebook, you know what I mean? An entirely complete piece of fucking horseshit that they are. It just, for example, right, if I'm talking shit to somebody, whatever the fuck, right, and I'm hitting a nerve, every person that I've ever done this to does the same fucking thing. They yell, they cuss, they call me names, and then they block me on Facebook. What happens when you block me on Facebook is pretty much you just gave me and handed me victory. I'm the champion. You're not. You're a piece of shit. Nobody likes you. Guess what? Guess what? Your neighbor shits in your fucking yard. Not the dog. Your neighbor. Because you're a piece of shit. See, in essence, man, getting caught doesn't just expose, you know, their misdeeds or whatever. It exposes like a fucking battlefield within their weak little minds. You know, a clash between who they fucking present themselves to be. Because they pretend to be something that they're not, you know what I mean? And then they've been fucking feeding people this lie so much, hand fucking feeding people this fucking lie that they start believing it themselves, man. Those are the most dangerous people on the fucking planet. People that believe their fucking lies, man. My God. It's a turbulent psychological experience, man. And understanding this dynamic helps, you know, shed light on the emotional reactions that, like, follow being caught. Not that it's an excuse. Doesn't mean it's not valid, you know what I mean? You're still a fucking piece of fucking horse shit, but at least you know why it happens, you know what I mean? Don't get caught fucking off guard when that bullshit occurs, man. Okay, for example, let's think about, like, a politician, right? He's like, you know, this guy, a champion of fucking honesty. You know, he's just all about fucking doing good for the people, and he gets caught fucking the numbers, right? They've been on that fucking high horse of fucking, like, moral superiority for so fucking long. When the truth comes out, it's a nosedive into a pit of fucking despair and deserving fucking shame. So what do? They fucking flip out. They start pointing fingers and they yell at everybody, right? It's little kid shit, man. Grow the fuck up. Then you got a cognitive dissonance, right? So when you're caught doing something wrong, your beliefs and your actions are doing the tango in your fucking head, right? You believe you're a saint, or you think because, you know, you didn't have any bad intentions that it doesn't make you the bad guy or wrong. But you know what? Your actions fucking say otherwise. I mean, it's like mixing oil and water, man. What's that saying? The road to fucking hell was paved with good intentions. I mean, just because you didn't fucking mean to do wrong doesn't excuse you from doing wrong. Guess what? Go suck a fucking cock. You're a piece of shit. Or like those televangelists, right? When they get caught in a scandal, right? Then, you know, dude's been fucking preaching purity and strutting their little trophy wife around for people to fucking praise. Then you see a fucking video of, you know, the lady banging some, you know, 14-year-old kid and shit. Somebody and dude snorting fucking heroin, putting gerbils in his ass. And all of a sudden, you know, their actions are fucking singing a different tune. Cue the fucking dissonance. We also have that sweet, tangy little smell of fear of consequences, right? When you're caught, the fucking punishment that looms over you, it's the social backlash. I mean, fuck, it can make you see red, you know? Let's say an employee dips their fucking fingers in the company cookie jar, right? They fear losing the job, facing fucking legal action, or, I don't know, becoming like some pariah in the office. It's just a recipe for some fucking volcanic anger. So instead of, you know, coming clean, they just dig them fucking selves deeper into that fucking cover, you know, that hole that's like covered in cow shit and horse piss, and they're doing it with their fucking mouth open. Instead of, you know, making themselves look better, what do? They just dig the fucking hole just deeper and deeper. And before you know it, people don't just think you're a piece of shit. Now they know you're a piece of shit. Giggity fucking goo, you sack of nuts. And then, like, I mean, we also have the opposite of that, which is like the no fear of consequences, right? This is usually the people that, like, always have someone to bail them out. When they have the dumb little fucking retard decisions that they do, they don't give a fuck because they always know that mommy and daddy's going to bail them out, or their fucking husband, their wife, their kids even, you pieces of thousands of shits. It's fucking ridiculous, man. Well, these people, they don't say sorry. They feel like they're, you know, above everything because it doesn't matter what they do, someone's going to always get them out of that trouble. So when you have that, you know, like that little fucking shit in the back of your fucking, that little ace up your sleeve, I mean, you don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? I get it. You're a piece of shit, but I get it. So after, you know, the psychology of the why, like, I would think that a defense mechanism would be the next major fucking section, if you will. You see, defense mechanisms, my dear, loving fan base of Cast Ascendants, right? When the heat is on, people without their denial and justification cards, and they'll do anything to maintain their fucking innocence. Fucking anything. That's what people fucking tell, man. They get caught with a dime bag of fucking drugs, and instead of going to fucking county for a week, they'll drop your fucking name, hoping to get fucking let go for free, just so they don't go to fucking jail for a week. You sack of fucking faggotry, my God. So let's imagine this teenage little goody two-shoes, you know, little girl, let's say, with pigtails and shit, and favorite color is pink or some dumb shit, right? She gets busted for fucking, you know, underage drinking. So what does she do? Either she denies it or she goes around justifying it. Well, you know, everyone else does it. I could do it too. You know, I got pigtails. Yeah. Oh my God. Like, yeah. Stop it, bitch. And as I said earlier, it comes down to one fucking thing. One fucking thing. Protecting that shiny little self-image that they just cradle up and stick in their butt cheeks. It's unbelievable. Then you got the shifting blame, right? This is usually the cheaters. It's their favorite fucking weapon, right? They feel so fucking guilty for being deceitful, fucking, you know, sack of shit, a whore, or fucking some dude banging other dudes. Whatever. They begin accusing you of shit you haven't even thought of, you know, because they're mad at you because they're a piece of fucking shit. It's fucking wild, man. It's fucking wild. The human brain is fucking insane, man. The blame game is so strong, especially in women cheaters, man. I think the most, you know, I could be wrong, but I'm not. I'm not wrong. Fuck you guys. You know I'm not wrong. People caught with their fucking hands in that cookie jar again, they'll point the fingers, man, at anything else, anyone else, or even external factors because it's easy. And because what? Double fucking standards. Women, talking to you. Y'all love double standards. Oh, don't do this.
oh, but I could do it because I'm a girl. Like, I get like away with stuff. Okay, yeah, I got a vajayjay. Fuck you. It wasn't me. Someone made me do it. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about, man. Women will fucking blame you for shit you haven't even done yet. You know what I mean? Oh my God, well, what about that ass you were staring at like 3 weeks from today? Are you fucking psychotic? Don't answer that question, because yes. Yes, you fucking are. People that, like, you know, avoid, you know, the shame and the guilt. Getting, you know, getting caught is a... It's like a one-way ticket to a life of fucking shame and finger-pointing right at you, man. Their anger, shields go up, pointing every finger at you, waiting like a stalking butler. Who upon the finger rests? Murder now the path of must we, just because the sun has come. Anyway, picture a fucking spouse, right, caught in an affair. Their anger is a fortress, man. It protects them from, like, confronting their shame and guilt. So they'll bring up every little fucking thing you've ever did, no matter how fucking meaningless it was. Well, what about that time, you know, you, like, had that button that was, like, pink or something? Or, like, you know, you cut your fingernails a little shorter than you should have. Bitch, you just fucked a chick or sucked a cock or whatever, and you're talking about my fingernails? Yeah. If this, you know, makes you feel bad, probably because it's talking about you. So, though, you know, it's like... To me, the worst thing you can do when you get caught is get pissed. Because all that does is tell whoever the fuck caught you that you're fucking guilty. I mean, it really, that's what it does. Especially when you try to pretend to be like this calm, you know, like, oh my God, I'm like so, like, shy. Like, I'm like so, what's the fucking word? Yoga, I guess. I don't fucking know. I'm so yoga. Whatever. Whatever. You fucking put the word in. I don't know. You do a podcast. Don't listen to mine. Fuck you. So, like, when the cat's out of the bag, man, I mean, it's just a parade of emotions. You know, shame and embarrassment. They're in the front row now. Exposure leads to the fucking, you know, to these bad boys. And like, before you know it, you know, that little person that you thought you know, were, or the person that you thought you knew, it's not even them now at all. I mean, that was just, you know, one of their beloved masks that they wear in public. You know what I mean? It's like when celebrities get caught in fucking scandals. You know what I mean? A little shame and embarrassment. They're little companions now. So what's their reaction? Anger. They start fucking talking shit to the paparazzis. You know what I mean? Fucking, it's a handy shield against fucking the crowd's judgment, man. It always has been. It's like, at the end of the day, it's ego preservation, man. Anger serves as a guardian that fucking protects that little fucking precious ego, right? When caught, when that ego takes a fucking hit and anger comes to the fucking rescue, you know, like, it's like those dumb cocksucking Captain Save-A-Hoes that, like, live in the friend zone. They're so deep, they'll never fucking even, like, see the light of pussy again. But they live there because they have that, they hold on to that hope. That hope. Yeah, well, fucking fuck you. Now, I've mentioned this in another podcast before, but power dynamics, man. Some people, you know, they get angry to take back, you know, that control because when they're caught, they feel fucking powerless and anger is, you know, it's their ticket to regain some kind of dominance. You know what I mean? Like, so they'll yell, they block you on social media because you're right and they don't want, you know, truth, you know, smearing them in the fucking face and shit. And they'll do whatever it takes. You know what I mean? With that excuse of, I don't have time for this shit. But you had time to yell at me for fucking, you know, 2 minutes. But now that I'm giving you some truth, what's your reaction? Block you on social media. I wonder when some people say that shit, like, I don't have time. I wonder when they say that, like, who are they really trying to convince? My God. Because you're not convincing me, you sack of shit. In conclusion, right? Cast ascendance. That's what I'm going to call you fucking motherfuckers from now on, right? It's been a little roller coaster ride. It's been fun, you know what I mean? I'm glad you guys were on a shotgun driving down with me on this little fucking hoopty, you know, doing the 75 and a 85 because we drive slow because we're old now. Anger, when you get caught doing wrong, is a complex fucking beast, man. We've ripped it apart some of its layers, you know what I'm saying? We've laid bare the prophet truth, but I mean, there's so much levels of that shit, man. It's not about sympathy. It's not about understanding the raw, unfiltered psychology behind these fucking dumb fucking reactions. No, it's about not, you know, stop fucking putting up excuses, man. Stop sugarcoating shit. You know, just accept the no-nonsense truth, man. Stop pretending to be what you were not. Pretending to be somebody you're not is fucking easy, man. It's like when motherfuckers go to prison, right? Motherfucker be in my window talking about, yeah, man, the streets, I was doing this. Man, you should have seen him. Hey, but can I get a soup, dog? Man, get the fuck away from my window, you sack of shit. Get a soup from somebody else, man. What the fuck? That's what these people are like. It's like a motherfucker moves to a new town. All of a sudden, they start fucking telling people all this bullshit. Then you come to find out it's not true. And then you get mad at them because you believe their bullshit. No, 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 no. Well, like I said earlier, thanks for riding shotgun on this little fiery depths of dirtbag fucking human psychology. On the Cast Ascendancy podcast. Take no shit. Stay fucking unapologetic. Keep rising, man. Until next time. It's me signing off. Prophet. Go fuck yourselves. And your mother, too.